From here on out, Trump will stare down the most feared economic indicator of all. For Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. New numbers this morning show the U.S. had a net gain of 227,000 jobs, more than expected. That brings the unemployment rate to 4.8%. This report covers January, so it includes the final days of the Obama administration and the first moments of President Trump. Let's talk now with Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Chris, we had more new jobs created than expected. Put all that in context for us.
You know, it is the biggest gain in payrolls since last September. It comes after a particularly weak fourth quarter. Hiring slowed, business investment slowed, but other coincident indicators suggest the economy was getting stronger. And I think this is a pattern we've seen a lot since the Great Recession, that when there's uncertainty, businesses put their plans on hold. That veil of uncertainty is lifted, and in January, we saw a nice pop, which I suspect is the first of a few months where job growth is likely to be above the recent trend.
And so what do we see when we look into deeper into the report where we have numbers about individual industries and sectors? What's interesting there?
On the goods producing side, you've got solid gains in construction, manufacturing. The standout is in what we call the FIRE sector, finance, insurance, and real estate. It's up 32,000. That's the biggest one-month job gain since October 2005. And I think it is an indication that the financial sector is expecting that they won't have to fight quite as hard to control their costs over the next year or so as the regulatory tide seems to be turning.
Okay. Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark.
We've got a new window into the high-flying business that is Snapchat. Parent company Snap's IPO filings are now out in the world. The IPO could value the company north of $20 billion. Let's take a closer look with Santosh Rao, head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners. Good morning, Santosh.
Good morning.
So these filings are always kind of fun because we get to peek into the company and how it's doing, learn things that previously only high-level investors and employees knew. So without getting into the weeds, what did we learn here that's interesting?
Yeah, I think the capital structure is pretty interesting. I think they've kept the control totally with the founders. And it's not very different from what Facebook and Google has. I mean, it's maybe an extreme. The public will have no voting rights, which is a little unusual. But that's fine. That seems to be the trend in the tech world.
Other companies out there like Uber, Airbnb, Dropbox, they are not planning to go public anytime soon. What does it say about Snap that it's choosing to be a publicly traded company at this time?
Snap is slightly different. I mean, they need to get into the market while the going is strong. That's my belief. Right now, they have the traction, they have the engagement level, they have the user base. One thing, this is a double-edged sword, this user base that they have, the 18 to 34. It's a fickle group. I mean, they will stay with you as long as they like, but they tend to move on pretty fast. So you need to have engaging content. You need to keep it fresh. So I think right now, they have what the base needs, so they want to hold on to them and build on that. Snap, I would say, is ready before they become too stale and stay private too long and lose their value. So I think they need to get in there while the going is strong.
Okay, Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The president signs an executive order later today calling for a rollback of the Dodd-Frank financial oversight law. He'll also put the brakes on the fiduciary rule, which would require brokers to make investment recommendations in the best interest of clients, not just what's best for the broker's paycheck. $5 million gets you a Super Bowl ad slot. And included in the package this year, the risk of offending tens of millions of people in a hyper-polarized political climate. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports on how advertisers are navigating the minefield.
Back in May of last year, Budweiser started developing a Super Bowl ad featuring imagined images of one of the company's co-founders, Adolphus Busch, immigrating to America.
I want to brew a beer.
Welcome to America.
You're not wanted here.
The ad has landed the beer right in the middle of the national debate over immigration. And it's not the only brand that's found itself handling questions of politics before the big game. Take
Avocados from Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico. Now, in any normal year, avocados are not considered a very politically divisive food. But this year, with talk of the wall and tariffs on Mexican imports, Brent McGoldrick is the CEO of Deep Root Analytics. Overall, he's expecting Super Bowl ads will focus on Americanisms this year. Still, he's guessing avocados from Mexico won't cause much controversy.
The sheer amount of guacamole that's being consumed on Super Bowl Sunday would be such that anyone who might be concerned about the ad would probably at the same time be eating avocados from Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico says it supplies about 80% of the U.S. market. Kevin Hamilton is director of brand marketing there. He says they've tried to steer clear of politics.
We hope folks look at it for the merits and do what we're doing, which is put the focus on what they love, which is avocados.
Their ad features a top secret society discussing their secrets, including the fact that avocados have healthy fats. It's meant to make us laugh together.
Do they know we faked the moon landing?
No, not yet.
Or that there are only 49 shades of gray?
They're suspicious, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Laugh together and eat more avocados, wherever those avocados are from. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, the release of the Snap IPO filing had folks rushing online in search of cheap laughs at Snapchat's expense. Very quickly, jokes started flying about how surely this must be the first time ever that the word sexting appeared in a Securities and Exchange Commission filing. Here at Marketplace, though, we actually looked things up. And in fact, we found the word sexting has spiced up the pages of financial filings a few times before. SEC documents hotter than you ever knew. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.